RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thursday morning. What's up, Bridgman? 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Commanders practice this afternoon in Ashburn. Last practice before the third preseason game, which means the last practice that will be open to the media to watch. After this Ravens game on Saturday, noon on The Fan, they will go behind closed doors as they get ready for the opener against the New York Giants and presumably as they get ready for week two in Lambeau, which short week, they'll play Sunday, they'll do the quick turnaround, they'll be up in Lambeau on Thursday night. You know who else will be up in Lambeau? We'll be there live from Lambeau Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of that week as the excitement builds. Hopefully, talking about a pair of 1-0 football teams getting ready for a significant NFC clash. But we got a lot of issues to get to between now and then. The Terry situation, very much still simmering here. Another day of talking about Terry McLaurin's contract. The running back situation, very much in the spotlight right now. Brian Robinson, will he be dealt? Will he be traded? What's going to happen there? And then, of course, we're all looking to this weekend to get some signs of life on what's going to happen behind Terry in the wide receiver room. Can we get a Luke McCaffrey breakout game? Is KJ Osborne going to steal this spot? Is Michael Gallup a plausible member of this Washington Commanders team? I was quite dismissive of that, as you remember, this summer. It may be time to reevaluate where we're at. So that's today. Dan Quinn will talk this afternoon. They'll be out on the practice field after practice. It's over. In terms of us seeing practice, in terms of fans being at practice, they're going to tear down the bleachers, they're going to tear down the tents, and pack up the pro shop, drive it to Landover. You'll see it again week one when these guys play the New York Giants. We'll see you there. I love the way the schedule breaks. We get to be at the first two games. What a great week that's going to be. Come back from Labor Day, get right into the season, everybody doing their fantasy drafts, everybody getting ready for the season, and then boom. Game against the Giants, quick week. Game against the Packers. Let's learn a lot about this football team. So here's what happened yesterday. And we'll bring Megan in a minute. We'll talk squirrels. We'll do all the things we do. We'll go around the NFL. It's the traditional Thursday show. It's Thursdays with friends, but we're missing a couple friends. Gary Hess is out. We send him best wishes as he is getting leg surgery today. He told us that story a couple weeks ago. So he's getting that fixed up, so he's ready for high school football. We will have Parney making his picks at 11 o'clock. But here's what happened yesterday. This is Ben Standig. He runs a Substack about the Commanders, the last man Standig. We like Ben, and Ben was one of the first people on the Brian Robinson situation. He'd been banging this drum for a couple weeks. So he's plugged in. And this is him chatting with Dan Quinn before yesterday's practice.
Dan, just to clarify, will we see Terry today out here doing anything?
Not at the practice portion. He had a big part of the run that went along today. I'm not going to play Where's Waldo, guys, all right, moving forward. So just so we're clear on that. So Terry's return to play format is no different than any of the other players. And so I'm not jumping at you, Ben, but I wanted to make sure, like, the next question doesn't go down this line. He's healthy, which is now a good step to, like, getting closer to being back on the field. So you'll see that earlier than later. I don't have a date circled on my whiteboard in my office, this day for him. But, yeah, the good news, we're getting closer to that for sure.
Let's take this item by item here. Number one, Dan Quinn, he's the softest mad coach in the NFL. Like, that's Dan Quinn on blast. Like, I still feel like he's going to offer me a Werther's Original after we're done with this chat here. Like, there's no rage. They're not fuming at Ben Standing. Like, was he happy? No. He expressed his displeasure. It's definitely, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed, Ben.
That's worse.
I thought you were better than that, Ben. But here you are asking me about Terry McLaurin.
That hits deep. It hurts.
I'm not going to sit here and play Where's Waldo. We're not going to do it. All right. Part two. He's lying. They definitely have a date circled on the whiteboard inside. And that date is Monday, the 25th. That's next Monday. That's coming up quickly. That's the date they start getting ready for the New York Giants and the Green Bay Packers. That's the date he's had circled all along. And him and Adam Peters are absolutely in lockstep on this. I thought they were going to make him come out yesterday, get some run with the team. They did not. They're going to choose to let him work on the side field for the rest of this week. Monday morning, closed doors, bleachers down, just the team. They're going to need Terry McLaurin to learn the game plan, to practice the game plan, to execute the game plan. He's got to practice on Monday. We're coming up on it. I thought yesterday was going to be a big day. They were going to make him go out. We were going to figure out if Terry wanted to or not. And this buys him four more days of negotiating. But there's really no wiggle room on Monday. Monday, you get ready for a professional football game against the Giants. Terry's got to go. He's got to hold out. Or he's got to play in. What's going to happen? I don't know. What I know is, and we called this a long time ago, public sympathy will trend away from Terry every single day as we get closer to the Giants game. Kevin Sheehan, man, unloaded a little bit yesterday. Terry's getting bad advice. Terry's got to fire his agent. Terry is being ridiculous here. You're going to hear a lot more of that. Both Grant and Danny have come back around on that too. And it's the agent's job to be the bad guy, to get the best deal he can get. The question for Terry is, are you going to take the deal that's on the table or not? It's not going to be a good deal. It's not going to be the deal you wanted. I'll take this from both sides, because I still legitimately see both sides here. Team perspective. We've got you this year on contract, next year on the franchise tag. After that, you're a 32-year-old wide receiver. Go have fun on the open market. You're not going to get anything. I see this from Terry's side as well. Y'all need me. You watch that offense without me? You guys think you're contending this season without me? Get real. You're not. This is my last chance for a payday. I put up the same numbers as DK Metcalf. I'm just as good a wide receiver as DK Metcalf. Don't insult me by offering me $10 million a year less than DK Metcalf. I get that too. I get the fan perspective, perhaps most of all. And that, I think the vast majority of you, at least from my conversations with y'all, want Terry on this team. Feel an emotional tie to Terry. A lot of you wear the 17 jerseys. There's an emotional pull to Terry McLaurin. I get that. He's been great. He's a good dude. He does good things in the community. He's made great catches. He's been the watchable part of a largely unwatchable team for a long time. You just want this over with. I get that too. I also worry that the end game is going to be largely unsatisfying unless Terry agrees to an extension that's less than what he wants. That's the only happy outcome I see in all of this for everybody. If Terry plays out the year, if he swallows his pride, fires his agent, and plays out the year, I worry about what that's going to look like in December, in early January. No injury guarantees, right? The hamstring starts flaring up. You know, everybody's got something wrong with them in mid-December. You're getting ready to go play the Eagles. is a body bag game. You know it's going to be in Philly. It's cold. The hits are going to be hard. Guys are going to leave with injuries. If you get an injury that keeps you out for the 2026 season, you're going to receive $0 and 0 cents in what's arguably the last prime year of your career to make money. How are you going to play that? Are you going to go all out? Are you going to play through it? I like Terry, but I know what advice he's going to get from his team going into that game. That doesn't feel great either. That doesn't feel great for anybody because those are the games that Terry's needed in. If he gets the big deal, well, I just think that's off the table. I don't think Adam Peters is going to do that. From my understanding, Adam Peters is not a guy who bends or breaks. I think he's staying pretty close to his number. There was all that talk for a couple of weeks. They'll just compromise. Adam wants 23. Terry wants 33. They'll do 28. They'll keep it moving. I would love to see that. I don't get the sense that's the game Adam Peters is playing here. And so I don't even think it's in the realm of possibility that Terry gets a contract he's happy with. It leaves your best option on the board here as you game this out. The best option for everybody is that Terry sucks it up and takes a deal that I would argue is below market for him and has a long-term deal, has the security, plays out the season, plays the next season, and maybe isn't thrilled about the outcome, but he's here and we're playing football. What I love is we're getting close to resolution. We're not going to have to talk about this every day. I very much appreciate that element of things because, man, we sure talk about that a lot here on The Fan. Too much, but it's the storyline. It's the storyline right now coming into Saturday's preseason game. Now, I'll circle some other guys to watch on Saturday. You know I want to go into the running back room. They're making some waves. We'll spend a few minutes on the defense, check in with Bobby Wagner. He, of course, didn't play in the preseason, and I am 0% concerned about that. We'll sneak in a Squirrels update here because it's not a pretty one. 6-0 shutout loss to the Chesapeake Bay Sox, who are not in the real Chesapeake. They're in the Maryland Chesapeake. It just makes the loss that much more aggravating. The artist formerly known as the Bowie Bay Sox held the Squirrels in check 6-0 after taking the lead in the second inning last night. John Michael Bertrand, who had been untouchable for the past month, allowed 4 runs in 4 2/3 innings of work. They're back at it tonight. That's the good news. Bad news, they're back to 500, 23-23 in the second half of the season. They're going to need a few dubs here to get back in the playoff chase. It's the Squirrels and the Bay Sox tonight. First pitch, 6:35 p.m. Joe Whitman toes the rubber for the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Nestor German on the other side tonight. You'll hear every pitch right here on your home of the Squirrels in Richmond. It's the Fan, of course. And then they get back home next week. 12 more chances to get out to the diamond. 12 more chances to enjoy Nutsy and Natasha before they close up shop, move across the street this offseason. Big show for you. Parney will join us at 11. Proprietor of Parney Time will cross talk with Awan to end the show. I know he'll have some thoughts before he takes you live and local through the final open Washington Commanders practice of training camp. We are getting there, folks. The season is in sight. We are 10 days away from Virginia Tech football on The Fan. We'll check in with the Hokies. Very unfortunate injury update from practice in Blacksburg yesterday. We'll get to that. We're off and running. You're listening to Richmond's home of the Hokies. This is 910 The Fan.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Your home for Flying Squirrels baseball
all weekend long. Squirrels lose 6-0 yesterday. It only counts as one on the standings board, though. And we've got several more games up in Bowie, 4 more to be precise, including the Sunday game. Then they'll come home. Be back at the Diamond next Tuesday. Happy birthday is Boomer Esiason. Happy birthday to Sister Jean, the nun who reps the Loyola of Chicago basketball team. 106 years old today.
Good grief.
106 years young.
How'd she do it?
She's still courtside watching the Ramblers.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a good matchup.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good team. We'll be in VCU basketball season soon enough before you know it. Hang on, Sister Jean. You got one more in you. We'll see you up there in Chicago. 106.
That's insane.
And still right there at the basketball games.
I love that, though.
Incredible.
You know, she's getting out. She's vibing. She's thriving. She's living her life.
Incredible. Let's stick with baseball here for a second, though. Hit me with number three here, because the Cubs and the Brewers last night, the Brewers, of course, the hottest team in baseball. How do they do it? Nobody knows. But the Cubs took care of business, got an important one last night as they fight and claw and stay alive in the NL Central race, and made some people very happy at the bars down by Wrigley.
If he hits a ground ball to short, start the 6-4-3, will you buy Monsi sticks for everybody at the corner tap?
Absolutely.
We don't know if they have mozzarella sticks in the corner tap. The 1-1 outside. I'll go halfsies with you.
Okay.
Yeah. One Cubs.
On the Coming up, baby! Short.
Let's go!
Mozzarella sticks for everybody!
Yeah! Carter Tapro, meet up!
Flip it and fire it.
Mozzie sticks!
Mozz sticks for everybody!
I love it. This reminds me of last night. I was working the Flying Squirrels game, and
did Trey
were...
buy Mozz sticks for everybody?
No, but they had crumble cookies.
And in the booth?
Yeah, and so I'm sitting here as a producer. I'm like, can I have a crumble cookie? I'm jealous. And of course, when they lost, I just came over the speaker. I'm like, and they crumbled just like the cookie.
Oh, poetic, poetic. And they'll lead off the post-game show with that.
Exactly.
They needed the double play to get out of the jam. And the announcer said, if we get the double play, we're buying Mozz sticks for everybody tonight at the bar. Boom. Double play.
I want Mozz sticks. I'm hungry.
Mozz sticks for everybody. King of the appetizers?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. It's not my favorite appetizer, but I do love them.
It depends how you score nachos, which to me are not an appetizer, but are often used as an appetizer.
They are. And dip.
I'm a nachos as an entree guy.
Yeah.
To me, nachos, you're loading up with the meat, the chips. I don't need food after that.
It depends. It's like if it's like, you know, you go to the restaurant and it's like chips and dips, you know, chips and dip, like that.
Well, chips and salsa. That's an appetizer.
That's an appetizer. If it's got all the meat and the vegetables and everything.
Sour cream.
That's a meal.
It's a meal now. I don't need a second meal after that first meal.
No, you really don't. So
I'm not trying to go to the restaurant to eat two meals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I usually go for either the onion rings or the barbecue wings. So
Wings can be an appetizer or an entree.
They can.
They can play.
They can go either way.
They can play both roles. As Ron Rivera would say, that's position flex right there.
Yeah.
The potato skins, that's a Friday's thing.
Yes, I love those.
The Bloomin' Onion.
Very good.
Classic appetizers.
Mm-hmm.
But those are all placed by a specific place. Like anywhere, any bar you go into in America tonight is going to have Mozz sticks on the appetizer menu.
Very true, yeah.
That, I think it's the one.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, they'll have chips and salsa too.
It's universal.
It's universal. There's going to be a Mozz stick wherever you go, and it's going to be delicious.
I like them.
You can't screw up that recipe.
No, there's something wrong with you if you do.
There's no such thing as the gourmet Mozz stick.
Very true.
Nobody's elevated it yet.
See, now you got me curious. Now I've never made Mozz sticks. Now I want to make some and try to make a gourmet one.
Well, you don't make it from scratch. You just go buy the frozen Mozz sticks.
Exactly.
Put them in the oven. It comes out. You got Mozz sticks. You don't.
But like, hear me out.
Don't overthink it.
Make it from scratch. I can make a gourmet Mozz stick. This will be my side business.
Gourmet Mozz sticks. That's a sports bar concept.
Yeah.
Whose time has come. We get a little fast. Serve them on a nice platter, you know, with the fine china.
I'll bring them in here. You guys can try them every step of the way.
cloth napkin.
Yeah.
Cubs, six back of the Brewers. So you're saying there's a chance after that win last night to claim the NL Central. Brewers running away with the one seed. It's the Phillies holding off the Mets. They're seven up on the Mets. And then the Dodgers and the Padres, our last true race here. We're at the spot where we've got seven teams left in the NL fighting for the six playoff spots. Right now, it's the Mets hanging on to that final spot over the Cincinnati Reds. I would guess the Mets turn it on down the stretch. They've got enough talent. If the Mets, after spending, and all numbers are approximate and subject to inflation, $12 bazillion on Juan Soto, after spending that money, if they miss the playoffs, that's objectively hilarious, and I love it. That's also a team that could sneak into the playoffs, beat the Phillies, beat the Dodgers, be in the World Series. Wouldn't surprise me one bit. It's NBA-style rules now. It doesn't matter how you get there. Just get there. We've seen that in the NBA in the last few years, right? Like, the one doesn't matter as much anymore. You don't need to be wearing the one to cut down the nets like you used to. It used to just fall according to seed. Now you want to be rested. You want to be ready. You want to be healthy. And if that means wearing a 2 or a 3, doesn't really matter all that much. It's just about get there. The Mets are still fighting to get there. Everybody else is who we thought they would be, minus the Brewers, who are insanely red hot. 79 wins lapping the field right now in all of Major League Baseball. Yankees, Red Sox, one fighting for the wild card, fighting the Blue Jays for the AL East, exactly what we thought it would be. Although the Red Sox, a little bit surprising. They surged midseason. Houston Astros claiming the West at the moment. The Mariners, one game behind them. The AL picture, largely settled. You've got the six there, and that's about it. All right, let's do this giveaway, Megan. You're a musician. You know about music. I will admit, earlier this week, we did the ticket giveaway. Mm-hmm. It's the band Kansas.
Okay, yeah.
Chicago, sorry. Yeah. Chicago is the band. See? I've managed to screw this up somehow every single day.
Oh, no.
The band was Chicago. I, like, had heard of them, and I took a lot of flack, though. I couldn't name a Chicago song. Mm. This is a bad way to hype up the ticket giveaway, but some of you out there have heard of the band Chicago.
Yeah.
And the half of their lineup that's remaining is playing the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. Nice. Beautiful venue. You've been down there for Politics and Pints?
Yes, I have.
Beautiful
I like
venue.
It. It's good.
Half of the band Kansas is going to be there Saturday night with a reconstructed band playing all the hits from that era.
That's cool.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Full disclosure, right? I'm not going to pretend like this is the thing that gets me most excited in the world. I just know this is the thing that might get you the most excited in the world. Mm-hmm. The listener who's going to call in, because we're going to send two of you to the Beacon Theater on Saturday night in Hopewell to see Chicago, the reconstructed band, two of the original members,
That's cool.
They're going to play all the hits. It's going to be a fun night of music. If you love classic rock, you need to be there, and we're going to send you there. What you got to do right now is call 833-804-0910. I'll say that again because I stuttered through it the first time.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
833-804-0910. We're going to send you and a friend down to the Beacon Theater in Hopewell for a night of classic rock Saturday night at the Beacon Theater. 833-804-0910. 0910. Should be a ton of fun. Should be a great program. We got Flying Squirrels baseball here all weekend long. Squirrels lose 6-0 yesterday. They're back to 500 in the second half of the season. Postseason hopes far from extinguished, though. Lots of baseball still to be played. We'll check in with Parney at 11 o'clock. On the other side, I want to get back out to Ashburn, where they're having the final open practice of the season today. Who are we going to be watching Saturday night against the Ravens? I'll tell you who I'll be watching. Saturday matinee against the Ravens. Noon kickoff. We'll tell you who we're watching on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app. You're home for Flying Squirrels baseball all summer long. Not a lot of summer left. Only 12 more chances to see the Flying Squirrels. We'll get to that. We'll get to Parney time. We'll get to everything we get to with Parney in our weekly appearances. But first, we bring on our very own Jim Cantore here from the eye of the storm. He is, in fact, Parney. What's up, dude?
It's a hurricane. It's a hurricane.
Can you see it from where you're at? Do you see the hurricane?
I sent you the video, MT, this morning. I was in the hurricane this morning down on the beach here at Sandbridge Beach. It's actually beautiful here. I mean, it's really windy, but the waves are awesome. And the local TV here did live shots. I'm sitting here watching the Orioles game on my television, and I turn it, and I'm watching the Squirrels game, and they're doing live shots. I'm like, wait, should I go outside and batten down the hatches? They're doing live shots from the beach. It's like 300 yards from my house.
you told me I'm going golfing when we're done with this. What are we doing?
Tomorrow, I'm driving back to Richmond real quick. Our friends at Domain and Energy are hosting a charity golf tournament, and they kindly invited me to join them. So I'm going back to Magnolia Green and playing in that. So I just got to loosen it up a little bit. I don't know if I'm going to play, but I'm at least going to the driving range. I drove by the golf course earlier this morning after my workout was done, and there was literally four cars in the parking lot. So I'm probably going to be the lone wolf out there today, but I'm going to go do that and then continue on with the day here in Sandbridge Beach.
34-mile-an-hour winds right now in Sandbridge Beach. Parney battening down the hatches. Just get that wind at your back. You're going to win the long drive contest today.
Well, I'm telling you, I was telling Joe T this morning, I don't want to get false hope if I'm hitting the ball really good and then showing up tomorrow morning and realizing that my driver really isn't 400 yards.
It the long drive contest with hurricane wind would actually be a lot of fun. We're gonna have to set
there
that up
be.
At some point
on a beach.
On a beach. Do you ever hit balls on the beach?
Sometimes, yeah. The kids and I go down there sometimes and have chipping and putting, not putting, but chipping contests. And then I usually get frustrated and hit all the balls into the ocean.
Life's good in Sandbridge.
But the beach is a good place. I've actually texted Jesse Cole from the Bananas. You know our friend Jesse who. Was on Parney Time last season in season one and said, you're playing in football stadiums, you're playing in NASCAR stadiums, you need to come to Sandbridge Beach and do a banana ball on Sandbridge Beach. And he literally texted back, that's a great idea.
That's why we love Jesse. You throw out an idea. Yeah, that we could do that. That sounds great. Let's make it happen.
And then to remind you that 7 years ago he was sleeping on an air mattress.
That origin story is incredible. That he was very much down to his last dollar.
He was
when he was.
I mean,
starting
I lived it. I lived it. I mean, I know. I knew him then. I lived it. I lived it. I know that's a true story. It's crazy. And now he was on 60 Minutes. And it's just. It's every time I see him on national TV, I'll just text him. I'll text him and I'll send him a picture of the television and say, remember the air mattress, brother.
We had a good trip down memory lane in Parney Time this week with MLB's minor league reporter. There's fertile ground to cover there for sure.
Yeah, Ben Hill is a great guy. What I liked about that Parney Time was I love it when people are in our industry because they love our industry and they want to be in our industry. And that goes for people that work at the Squirrels or the Biscuits or in the front office at the leagues or whatever, like people that want to be there. And Ben Hill's a New York City guy, grew up in Philly, which I didn't even know until Parney Time. You always learn something every Parney Time, and I'm the host, and I learn something every Parney Time about people I have relationships. So you never know everything about people, right, and your friends. But he really, he could be doing a lot of other things in finance and et cetera, but he wants to write about the promotions and the business of baseball, and he does a really great job. And he said some really nice things about the Squirrels and the Biscuits and how we run our operations in the Lou DiBella family. And it was just a really, you know, I can't think of the stories right now. I have to, I'm going to go back and listen to it again today. But it was a really good inning, and we really enjoyed having him on with us. And just he showed, I think, the true essence of the creativity of minor league baseball. One of the things we talked about is when I go to the National Sports Forum every year, which I've been heavily involved in for almost 20 years now, and there's NASCAR people there, NFL people there, NBA people there, Major League Baseball people there, professional rodeo, PGA, like all the big shields, National Hockey League, and they all come to us and be like, talk to us about some of the crazy promotions you do. And so minor league baseball truly, not just the Squirrels and the Biscuits, but minor league baseball is known for our craziness and our creativeness. And looking forward to seeing that at the Diamond. I got emotional. I don't know if you saw my tweet last night, sitting here late about 11:30, and I was just thinking about the last 12 games, and I just started crying because there's only 12 games at the Diamond left, unless we make the playoffs. But as I told Trey Wilson, you can't win if you don't score, and we didn't score yesterday. So the old adage, pray for a shutout and hope for a tie, ain't working right now. So we got to score some runs and hope we can make the playoffs. But if not, our listeners, Party Time listeners, the MP on the mic listeners, you only have 12 chances to see the Squirrels play at the Diamond. So go to squirrelsbaseball.com, make those plans today.
12 to go, lots of trips down memory lane at the Diamond en route there. This year's team, I mean, that Altoona series, if that doesn't sum it up, a ninth inning loss, a heartbreaking loss, like this is a team that has been snake bit this year, but they're 500 in the second half of the season. They're very much still in the hunt, and they, you know, they lose 6-0 last night. What do we say, Barney? It only counts as one on the scoreboard.
Yeah, I mean, I think I looked at it last night. I think we're 3.5 back. Also, you know, for people that really follow the playoff race, which hopefully there's a lot out there at MP land, the team we got to worry about, honestly, is Harrisburg. I mean, we play Altoona, so we kind of control our own destiny. And my buddy Ben Rothrock, the CEO of the Squirrels, he and I are thinking about driving up to our old stomping grounds in Altoona next week. Benny and I work together in Altoona to watch a game up there when we're playing. So we control our own destiny with the curve, but we don't with Harrisburg. And Harrisburg's the hottest team in minor league baseball right now. They won like 10 out of 11, and they swept Erie last night. So not only do you keep your eye on Altoona, but you keep your eye on Harrisburg. And I was saying this to Brian Vogelsong the other day. As long as you get to August and you're scoreboard watching, when you're scoreboard watching in August, that's fun, and that's why you play the games. And we're scoreboard watching. I know I am. Every single night I'm looking at various teams three or four times as I'm watching every game on MILB TV of the Squirrels. So I encourage our listeners to pay attention to what's going on. But really, 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 I can't reiterate it enough, because I just think people just don't realize how important this is. You only have 12 games left at the Diamond. It's really happening. We've been talking about it for 15 years. CarMax Park's beautiful. It's going up. But come on out one more time, or two more times, or three more times, or hell, 12 more times. I don't care. And as you said, reminisce about the memories that you made at the Diamond and make one last memory at the Diamond.
It's so true. It's going to be it's going to be a really fun final stretch, filled with nostalgia, filled with some baseball, some memories of everything it's been, but then also the optimism of what's next as they move across the street next year to CarMax Park. Parney joins us on Thursdays, of course, and he's in the middle of a hurricane right now, but he seems to be doing all right.
I haven't even started drinking Busch Light yet, so when the Busch Lights start going down, you know that I'm starting to worry.
It's not just for breakfast anymore, is a thing I've heard. It's so fun to hear about all the civic events you guys are planning, but also, yeah, we don't want to lose sight of the baseball either, as they 12 more games, 12 more opportunities to see the Diamond, and then, of course, Parney Time, the radio show. I don't have any games for you to pick this week. I'm going to be honest with you, Parney. I don't even have the games you picked last week written down in front of me. So we're going to throw that all out. Next week, when you're on, we're going to be picking Virginia Tech football. So it's finally time. It's finally time for us to return to form.
Yeah, so the football teams are in training camp, but so is MP and Parney and Parney's Picks on Thursdays. And I don't know if we're going to move it to Fridays or not. Thursdays is our quote unquote baseball season time. But really looking forward to getting started. I'm kind of tired of all the Big Ten training camp reports that you see, the ACC, how they have different teams. It's so hard to keep track of. It's going to be interesting to see how to pick games in college because, you know, every quarterback played somewhere else last year, right? Except for Cade Klubnik at Clemson, I feel like. So it's really going to be interesting. What I'm focused on in week zero is the Lee Corso celebration. Lee, yes. Lee Corso is a gem of America. He's like the Yogi Bear of college football. Yogi Bear was much more than baseball. He was an American icon. And Not So Fast, My Friend has become a phrase in America that's used probably with you and your daughters when they're doing something you don't want them to do. Instead of saying stop doing that, you say not so fast, my friend. And that's all Lee Corso. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. I saw a couple social media posts that McAfee and a couple other people did last night. That's going to be really good. There's another game. What game was I thinking about? Virginia Tech's playing South Carolina. That has the Beamer connection. South Carolina's supposed to be great this year. I still stay in touch with Shane. I make sure Shane's wearing his Flying Squirrels gear down in Columbia, South Carolina. But the Texas is playing Ohio State, right?
Yeah, that's the week one, not week zero, but that's the week one headliner, yeah.
What are the other week zero games?
We're starting with Kansas State, Iowa State tonight. That's Stanford is in Hawaii. Andrew Luck's not coaching, so it's hard to like be like Andrew Luck's Cardinal, because they're not. He's just the general manager. But it's Stanford, Hawaii, Iowa State, Kansas State is the big one. They're in Ireland Saturday at noon, and you've got some scattered matchups around that. Sam Houston, Western Kentucky, if that does anything for you. Fresno State against my Jayhawks as they open up their new $12 bazillion football facility.
I think we should make a rule on this show that we pick the Hawaii game every week, because in the betting world, you know what the Hawaii game is traditionally, right?
I don't pick the Hawaii game until I'm down at 11:25 p.m., and then I am frantically doing Hawaii research.
Hawaii is the chase game, baby. But you always, when you right before you go to bed on Saturday night, you know Hawaii starts at midnight, and you're like, okay, I'm down 200. I got to do something. And you just put a blind bet down. You go to sleep. You wake up at 4 in the morning as a 59-year-old married man. You go to the bathroom, and you check the score. And your wife wakes up and goes, what are you doing? And I go, checking the Hawaii game. And she goes, you're a moron.
It's a tradition unlike any other. You want to give us one before you bounce? Hawaii -2.5 hosting Stanford Saturday night, CBS.
I'm rolling with the rainbows on this one. I know that you're going to you pick Andrew Luck, and they'll probably beat him. But let's just go with Hawaii just because we're talking about Hawaii. I hate him as a favorite, by the way. I hate him as a favorite. But let's just go with Hawaii anyway, just because.
That's a hard no for me. Fade Parney. But not next week we jump back on the Parney train. Parney?
I'm admitting that I'm picking a loss right now. So all your listeners, I am admitting I'm just going with Hawaii for principle's sake.
There is some serious psychological play here.
They're going to lose the game, but I'm picking them anyway.
Is he double reversing this? I don't know. I don't even know the psychological games that are being played right now. Parney, I look forward to seeing you back in Richmond. Stay safe in the hurricane. Good luck golfing tomorrow. Parney time on the Fan, and of course everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Have fun. Go nuts, everybody. Get those tickets. How many games are left?
I heard 12.
12. See you, buddy.
Ha-ha. There's Parney. He's out of here. We're back.
Happy
You're listening
Mike
to 910
The Fan,
105.1 FM. Thursdays with friends. Parney joins the program in 15 minutes from the beach. We'll ask him what's going on out there. You're hearing about this hurricane situation.
Yeah, what is going on with it?
That's what I'm going to ask Parney. You can ask him, too, if you beat me to the microphone.
Yeah.
You've got the buttons.
Let's
go. You have that power. It's cloudy outside, yeah. But it's not hurricane-y outside.
So, at the risk of sounding dumb.
Oh, no, let's do it.
I haven't been, like, following along with the news and everything. Yeah. I just get, like, you know, I'll go online and see, like, a little headline, like, oh, the hurricane's coming. And I keep waiting, and I do keep checking the forecast because I have outside
gigs. I can tell you this.
Happening.
The hurricane's not coming.
Yeah, it's not coming here.
It went out to the ocean.
Okay.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So it was like pointed gears. At us, and then it did the dog legs, like when I try to drive on the golf course.
It
dog-legged right.
That makes more sense.
It didn't hit anything.
Because I've been waiting for it every single day.
It's not coming.
And nothing has happened.
But they still closed the beach.
Okay.
We're checking with Parney about that.
Did it hit anywhere?
No, it's just in the ocean.
The way people were talking online, I thought we were all going to die.
Far be it from people to freak out over a weather event.
I'm just saying.
That's a Richmond tradition.
Yeah.
They're Watermelon Festival, freaking out over snow.
Yeah.
Or the mere possibility of snow.
Yeah.
Or a hurricane.
When would snow happen during the Watermelon Festival?
No, you just, those are Richmond traditions.
Okay.
I was naming Richmond traditions.
It is blaringly
hot. The Folk
hot.
Festival, the Watermelon Festival,
yeah.
Freaking out about weather.
Yeah.
Richmond traditions.
Yeah.
Unlike any other.
Well, the one map I saw, it was like, okay, Richmond might be bad, but North Carolina, off the map. That's the one map I saw.
No, it hooked. Yeah.
Okay.
It hooked like a...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's not coming. You got a gig tonight.
I got a gig.
It looks pleasant. It looks pleasant.
Yeah, because
this could end up being a good thing.
Goochland Farmers Market was Tuesday, and I was worried about that, so I asked them, and they're like, yeah, we're still having it, and, you know, it was fine. And then today is Powhatan, and I'm worried about that, but now I'm not, because it looks like it'll be fine.
Who's the Weather Channel guy who stands in the middle of the hurricane?
Oh.
Jim Cantore.
Okay, yeah.
We need Parney to be Jim Cantore during this segment. If he's doing this from indoors, it's a lack of commitment to the bit, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree. Parney, you're called out.
We're sending Parney outside into the eye of the storm
so
to be our Jim Cantore.
Yeah.
Weather correspondent.
Yeah.
You added anything new to the set this year?
Hmm?
I haven't seen you do a gig this year. Is there anything new in the set list?
Yeah, I'm adding more Fleetwood Mac. That's kind of like my thing, you know, a lot of that. And I'm trying to like update the playlist a little bit. I keep doing the same songs over and over and over again. So I am trying to update my set and get some new places to play. It's hard to book.
Crowd pleasers. You got to stick with the crowd pleasers. I get that.
I try to do a little bit of a mix. So it's a mix of the crowd pleasers and the hits versus the stuff that I like really do listen to.
Sure.
And I was talking to one of the vendors that was next to me. It was this one that does like the chocolates and stuff. And we were talking and he was like asking me, you know, we were talking about my music. And I was like, yeah, you can kind of tell like the ones I really enjoy versus the ones that are just for the tips. Because the ones that I really enjoy, I'm putting the energy into, you know, the ones that are for the tips. It's like I do a good job. But, you know, you can really tell.
He's like the guy who does, you know, the trumpet or the trombone, you know, like at the top of the subway station in D.C. Like, he's playing When the Saints Come Marching In seven times an hour.
Yes.
I'm going to guess he doesn't love playing When the Saints Come Marching In. Yeah. I'm going to guess that's good for his bottom line, though.
Yep.
That's the life of a musician.
Sometimes I will see, like, not going to lie, it's so funny as, like, a local musician. I will see the big musicians. They'll go out there and they'll perform songs they've played, like, 100 times. And, you know, they'll be, like, letting the crowd, like, Justin Timberlake, right? He's, like, letting the crowd sing for him and everything.
Yep.
And people are, like, calling him out in the comments. And other people are like, oh, well, he's performed this song, like, so many times for 20 years. I'm like, bro, like I perform the same songs every single set. He's fine. It's his job.
The Goo Goo Dolls, they let the crowd do, is it Iris? Is that what it's called? With I Don't Want the World to See Me, that one. He says he can't hit the note anymore, and that's why he does it.
I can believe that. That happens.
He can't hit that note anymore.
That, I would say he has an excuse. I can see that.
We'll allow it.
We'll allow that one. But Timberlake, calling you out.
Called out. Justin Timberlake. Called out.
I actually, the funniest thing was I saw a TikTok where this person was like, they had the audio playing of Timberlake letting the audience take over for him. And they're like, let me see if I can order my coffee in the time it takes for him to come back to the mic. That was funny. And they did. They ordered their coffee and got it before he came back to the mic.
Yeah. So you got to give people a little more than that for their money. That's not going to fly. Speaking of paying a little to not get a lot, Commanders preseason football, Saturday noon against the Ravens. You're not going to see Terry McLaurin. You're not going to see any of your favorites. You're not going to see Jaden Daniels. You're not going to see Zach Ertz. You're not going to see Daron Payne. You're not going to see any of those people. What you will see is some fights for these final roster spots. And I'm excited to watch the running backs. I'm excited to see how this shakes out. I become more and more convinced every day that this is going to be, and I take a lot of heat for this, this is going to be a four running back room, right, on the 53. But our guy, Bill, listen to me carefully, is going to be on the roster, but is not going to be active week one. The internet's very mad at me about this. And that's okay. You're allowed to be if you're on the internet. But that's what I think. My guy Ben Standing agrees with me. He's got the four as well. Eckler, McNichols, Rodriguez, and Bill, Jacory Kroski-Merritt. I still don't know. We'll get a ruling from AWOD. Are we calling him Bill Kroski-Merritt? Do we say Jacory Kroski-Merritt and Bill when we nickname him? I don't know. He's Bill. A lot of Bill hype. We got to figure out how we're going to refer to him this season, because I think we're going to be calling his name a lot, just not in week one. I think Chris Rodriguez running out of the tunnel, taking the first snaps was not nothing the other night. I know he said yesterday, I feel like I'm still fighting for my roster spot. That's the energy you need him to have. I think he's got his roster spot now that B-Rob's out, Brian Robinson Jr., on the trading block. I still don't see how anybody trades for B-Rob. I get that the Dolphins need somebody. I get that there's teams out there who need a running back. $3 million this year. If they cut him, he's not going to make $3 million. The question is, do the Commanders eat some of the salary to facilitate a trade? How much is a seventh round draft pick worth to you financially? If you have to eat $1.5 million to facilitate receiving a seventh round draft pick, is that worth it? That's a question only Adam Peters can answer. Like, they've got the Jimmy Johnson draft value trade chart. They've also got the what is a draft pick worth to us chart. And we've seen it before at very high level. You remember the Browns a few years ago. The Browns actually needed to spend more money to get to the salary cap floor. So they took on some expiring contracts. in exchange for draft picks. They ate the cap space, received some draft picks in exchange. The Commanders have the cap room, which is the thing that still confuses me about the Terry McLaurin situation. They have the money. Give him the money. But you could eat some salary to get a draft pick if that's something Adam Peters deems valuable. And that may be something you need in the middle of the season. You may need to be doing a, you know, mid-season trade for name your position. That's got, and I hope it's not offensive line, but certainly offensive line looks the most beat up at the moment. All right, George says Bill, JCM, or Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. I just take, like, when you go Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt and then, boom, quick pivot to Bill, that sounds like two different people. You know, that's not, they don't go together. We heard Bram in the rewind on Tuesday. He called him Bill Kroski-Merritt. That's what Adam Schefter was pushing too. Sometimes, though, you don't get a say in these matters. They just happen organically. Scary Terry, I remember Scary Terry chatted with us after his first season in the league. He's like, I don't want my nickname to be Scary Terry. It did not work out very well for him. He is very much Scary Terry. Due to factors beyond any of our control, they're pushing Bill Kroski-Merritt. I'm fine with that. I can rock with that. But we gotta standardize on something here if we're going to be calling his name. I would think everybody's looking for the fantasy football steal. I feel like that's put some gasoline on this fire as well. Like, oh, you gotta draft Kroski-Merritt in your fantasy league. No matter how mad you get at me online, I'm sticking with it. He'll be an active week one. I think he'll have a big role this season. He may even play in Lambeau in the short week. But I think he'll be an active week one. I just think you have to have Jeremy McNichols on this roster to pass block, given the way the offensive line looks right now. You can't just say, Jaden, do your wizard magic every single play. He will. He does. But beyond that, I don't think so. Austin Eckler, you got an injury risk there. And that's unfair. You hate to see a guy tagged with that label, but that's serious business. Same with Noah Brown. Different injuries, same severity. Austin Eckler, multiple concussions. We've seen this show before, and it doesn't end well. Noah Brown, lacerated kidney and knee injury in the span of the last 12 months. Those are serious injuries. We've got question marks coming into this season, and we'll have question marks going into Saturday's game as well. Saturday, noon. As you know, this year we are expanding our Commanders coverage, which I'm very excited about. 3 hours pregame, and of course the official postgame show runs for 3 hours after the final whistle. Our guy Fred Smoot, he's awesome. I love listening to him after games, and they'll get one more chance to tune up for the season on Saturday noon kick against Baltimore. That's my favorite preseason game of all time, by the way, where they broke the Ravens winning streak with the walk-off Joey Sly kick Monday Night Football. I don't care what anybody says, that was a great moment in Washington football history. Put it in the Ring of Honor. We'll be putting some people in the Ring of Honor this season. I'm very excited about that. Great lineup this season at Commanders Field at Northwest Stadium. And, of course, we're excited to bring it all to you. Of course, we've got to wrap up the Flying Squirrel season as well. We'll check in with our guy, Parney, from the beach. We're sending him out into the hurricane next. You won't want to miss it. This is 910
The Fan.
What's
up, on the mic?
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Thanks for hanging with us. There's actual football that counts this weekend. It's not the football the Commanders will be playing, but I want to dive into that in a second. I'll give you a few players to watch. Commanders, Ravens, we'll do the whole shebang, because we got to get into game shape, too. Whole shebang starts at 9 o'clock Saturday morning, bright and early. Grab some coffee, tune in. 3-hour pregame, postgame, in-game. We got it all for you this season on The Fan. Excited to be your home of the Commanders once again. But there's actual college football. It is week zero. To review, in college football, you are allowed to play in week zero if you are traveling internationally, or if you are playing Hawaii, or if you have some other special circumstance that warrants an additional bye week that you need over the course of the season. So these are largely teams that are playing against Hawaii later this season and would like to bake an extra rest weekend after they go there. Dion last year, you remember, petitioned to be in week zero just for the TV, and they said, no, we're not doing that kind of week zero. Like, this is still just special occasions. But the headline game, Kansas State, Iowa State. It's on ESPN. It'll be in Ireland. You remember, what was the Ireland game? Was it Florida State, Boston College, where they went out to Ireland? And no, Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech got them. Remember that? And they came back and lost again to Boston College, the start of their terrible season after the year they went undefeated, got snubbed, didn't get invited to the playoffs. That was an Ireland game. We'll see what Iowa State and Kansas State have to offer. K-State, a three-point favorite. It's time to give out betting lines again. We're there. We've gotten to that point of the season. Stanford, the old look, new look, Stanford Cardinal in Hawaii at 7:30. They'll be on CBS. And my Jayhawks hosting Fresno State, 6:30 p.m., opening up the new stadium expansion there on the heels of a $300 million donation to the program from David Booth. They'll be playing, not coincidentally, in David Booth, Kansas Memorial Stadium that night. And then we roll into the real schedule, week one, the matchups, the Beamer Bowl, which will get its own national TV spotlight fired up for that great day of ACC football next Sunday. You'll hear Virginia Tech, South Carolina on the Fan, 3 o'clock Sunday kick. And then Notre Dame, Miami. We'll get some classic historical footage on that one. That's going to be a ton of fun. 7:30. Notre Dame, full hype. They were right there to the finish last year. Hype again this season. Miami, every year we do this. Lucy puts out the football. We're going to kick it this time. Miami's actually going to be for real this time. Every year they find a way to slip on the banana peel. Lost to Syracuse last year was what cost them from making the playoffs last year. Got SMU in over them out of the ACC. That'll be a great way to start the college football season. Obviously, we're all excited for the Saturday nighter. That's, of course, the big game of the week. The Arch Manning as the starter debut. It's Texas. They're at Ohio State. Ohio State's number one. They're raising the banner there in Columbus. Anything could happen in that game. That's going to be about as good as it gets. You've also got LSU and Clemson under the lights in Death Valley, pair of teams with national title aspirations. I'm fired up for that. Am I stalling so I don't have to spend too much time on Commanders preseason game three? No, I will happily talk about that. I'm just really excited about college football. The Monday nighter that week, too, is outstanding. You got TCU coming to Carolina for the Bill Belichick debut. They're sold out already for the season. Are they going to be good? I don't think anybody knows. It's such a college football is such a weird thing. It's a brand new team. It's a brand new coach. So is TCU. Who's good? Who's bad? Nobody knows. And you can't draw that conclusion out of week one either. There's no definitive statement you can make after week one in college football. Other than if Ryan Day loses, he'll get booed on his own banner raising night. And that, chef's kiss, is spectacular. That's the good stuff. That's what we come here for. That's why we love sports. Ohio State. Never change Ohio State or Michigan. Never change. All right. Commanders Ravens preseason game three. This is the last one before cut day. Training camp's over. Last practice before cut day. Commanders need to decide on a 53-man roster. And Will, coming out of this game, who's got the most on the line? I think you're looking at those downstream receivers. I think they're probably, this is their last chance to make an impact. Who's in, who's out? I trust my guy Ben Standig. He says it's only five receivers. He's got KJ Osborne and Michael Gallup on the outside looking in. Now, part of that is so you can take four running backs, which I think is going to be necessary here. I think you have to take Chris Rodriguez to the roster. I do. I think you need him for week one. We'll see, though. At tight end, Colson Yankoff is fighting for that roster spot. He's a special teams guy. He's a blocker. He gets dirty. But John Bates does a lot of that, too. John Bates now the highest paid blocking tight end in football. You know why? You saw why on Monday night against the Cincinnati Bengals. John Bates throwing people around, throwing blocks. Love watching John Bates play. Not afraid to get dirty. He makes that offensive line better. Do you need Colson Yankoff as well? He's a guy you can get to the practice squad. My guy Ben Standing says Cole Turner's going to be on the outside looking in, ending one of the more intriguing experiments of the Ron Rivera era, at least. I don't think Chris Paul's playing for a roster spot here. I don't think there are roster spots available to win on the offensive line. I think that's just an injury and backup situation. You saw they're bringing in more depth. George Fant came in this week from Seattle, not Seattle most recently, but most famously. They're still bringing in depth there. We give the reminder, the 53 is only the 53 until they add somebody to it, until they change to somebody else. I don't think there's a job to be won on the offensive line as much as they are looking for a 10th offensive lineman. I think they've got nine guys they like. I think you draw the line, and beyond that, I don't know which way you go. Now, I'm assuming Sam Cosmi goes to IR and misses 4 weeks. I know there was that brief thing with Dan Quinn where it was, he might be ready for week one. I think that was a lot of noise. I think they're gonna keep Cosmi on ice for the first four, play it very safe with him. He comes in, gives them a lift midway through the season. We'll see, though. I mean, the recovery times on those get faster every single year. We're 7 months out from that surgery. You would always, I mean, the conventional wisdom back in the day was, remember Adrian Peterson had the quickest comeback from an ACL ever, 9 months? Dudes are smashing that record now, but not like this. Not at 7 months. There's still a lot more waiting and seeing to do. You want him to be full strength. You don't want to risk re-injury. That would be the worst possible situation there on the offensive line. So I think the backups are playing for practice squad. I think the roster's set. I think they had a veteran offensive lineman. Just like, I know they added one, George Fant. I think they may add another one. I think they need reinforcements, and they need urgent, ready-to-play reinforcements along that offensive line. And that's part of not having as many draft picks as you'd like to have and not having as good draft picks as you like to have. I'm also curious if Josh Connerly plays at all. I don't think he will. If he does, I am going to take that as a sign that they feel he's not ready for live NFL game action. And that's not, nobody's calling the pick a bust. He'll be fine. It's hard to be a rookie in the NFL in the offensive line. But if they send him out there for some more seasoning, that tells me they've got serious questions about whether they can trust him in a live bullets firing NFL game. If he goes out, I'm a pencil in Andrew Wiley as your week one starter at right tackle. He may still be, but I'll be curious if we see Josh Connerly at any point. I think that will be a telling thing as well. You got some guys on the fringe on the defensive line. It's hard to get too worked up about these, but we will get a good look. And you know the Ravens offense is going to be out there. It's preseason. They take it very seriously. Javonte Jean-Baptiste is probably the name we need to circle here. We didn't see him get a lot of run with the main units the other night. That can be a sign he's on the outside looking in. You've got Carl Davis coming in. I think Carl Davis has sewn up a spot. I think that may be the spot that would have gone to Javonte Jean-Baptiste. So we'll keep an eye on the defensive lineman as well. At linebacker, it's a quality, not quantity situation. I think they would add another linebacker if one came available too. I think you got too many questions about the age there, right? Bobby Wagner, how many snaps is he going to be able to give you? Jordan McGee, you've got injury questions. I just think this is not a roster. Like the Eagles, when they drop their 54th guy, you're like, that guy's going to get picked up somewhere. I don't think we're to that point yet on the Washington Commanders roster. I don't think the 54th best guy is going to get picked up. I think whoever they send to practice squad is going to make it to the practice squad coming out of this offseason. Now, it's Adam Peters' job to change that. It's his job to build depth. I think he will build depth, ultimately. I think he's got the ability to do it. I think he'll put in the work and we'll get there. But I don't think it's going to happen this offseason. Nothing to look for with the specialists. At defensive back, again, I don't know that there's anybody there. Tyler Owens is probably your last guy on. That's what Ben Standing has, too. If they choose nine defensive backs to grab another linebacker, his job's in doubt. But I don't think Tyler Owens is going to do anything this weekend outside of maybe a big special teams play to say we've got to have that guy. Should be fun. We'll be with you. 3 hours pregame, 3 hours postgame, 3 hours a game. They'll play the whole thing. Saturday, noon, Commanders, Ravens, preseason game 3. And then when we talk to you Monday, the games count. We're excited about that. We'll get ready for the Giants. Of course, Terry McLaurin will have to report back to work on Monday. That will be a big day. We'll keep you posted on all of it on your home for the Commanders in Richmond, Virginia. This is 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.